Good afternoon, good evening, good metal. My name's Coop and welcome to the Spoken Metal Show. So, we're at the final heat before the final, if you will. Metal to the Masses, Merseyside, the final heat before we reach that glorious final. Already we know in the final is the Devil's Henchman and Indigo Horizon. So the bar's really fucking high here. You know, this next band to go through, it's going to be those three bands competing for a place at Bloodstock. It's as simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. I've talked about this before, that the journey for a band is in place. It's there. If you win it through your heats, you win at the final, you go through to play the best metal festival in the world. You know, it's Bloodstock's a wonderful thing, wonderfully ran, and gives bands opportunities to play on the biggest stages. And, you know, Devil's Henchmen, I've talked about them on the last couple of shows. What a fantastic band they are. Unbelievable. And I didn't get to see Indigo Horizon, so I'm really looking forward to them. Apparently, by all accounts, they were fucking brilliant, and rightly so, because they won. So it's Devil's Henchmen and Indigo Horizon, and they're going to be joined by whoever wins the ticket. And this is a special heat, ladies and gentlemen. This is a... We wanted to try, and Andy and Deathwave wants to try and show that it isn't just inside Liverpool where the scene exists. It's metal on Merseyside, and that includes over the water in Birkenhead, and there's some wonderful metal coming from there. So it's nice to represent that and go to a place that's based over there. So this particular heat on Friday, the 16th of June, 7:30, is at Molly's Chambers in Birkenhead. I don't know if you've ever been there before. I've been there quite a lot now. It's a fucking great venue. It's on various different levels, and there's various different rooms, and the main room is absolutely superb. And it's just great to do that, to highlight these wonderful venues that are not in Liverpool. You know, places like the Future Yard and Molly's Chambers are important venues, great setups, ran really well with a real belief behind music. I mean, remember the Hotel California, if anybody is familiar with the kind of Birkenhead, and the Hotel of Cali was a fucking great place to see bands. So many bands at that show showed up there. So many bands have played there. And then that kind of moved into now this Molly's Chambers. It's just so well ran, so well organized, and such a... It understands the music. You know, Katie and the team there all really understand the music. So to get... For Andy to get the show there is really important, that it shows that the scene isn't in the central Liverpool. It goes beyond that. And that's fucking really, really, really important. This one's going to go off, ladies and gentlemen. That venue there is custom built from the ground up for music and a good time. That main room, the system in there, and the sound system in there is fucking brilliant. And Craig, who does the sound there, a good friend of mine, he just got the magic ears, you know, just got those magic... I've never heard a band have a shite sound there. It's always been amazing. So for me, that's almost like, you know, this is almost as close as a hometown show as it can get. I'm essentially from Birkenhead and that area, and I used to go to these places, and all the way back to Stairways and before that, you know, I'm that old. I these places where I saw my first metal bands play live, you know, all those back in the day. And now it's nice to go back and do this. Is very much, it means a great deal for me. And it's really my local scene and getting to really support that, and how it feeds back into the bigger scene of Liverpool, the Merseyside. So this is the final heat, and you know, the quality of the bands have been absolutely fucking incredible. And I was talking to someone said, oh, you picked Ogun to go through in the previous heat, and Indigo Horizon went through. And they're right, you know, what the fuck do I know? But what it shows is how close and how good the competition is. It's not like one band each heat is just absolutely smashing it and the other bands are shite. It's not like that. It's the all the bands are operating at the best they can be, and you can't get a credit card in between how good these bands are. They're just so good and such a high level. And these bands on this particular bill is no exception. I mean, we start off with Absolence. Absolence have been on the show before, you know, Evo and his guys. It's almost the epitome of what a great modern metal band should be, taking all your influences throughout the 90s and before, and then bending them to exactly what you want it to be. And then, you know, we haven't heard that from them. You know, we're looking forward to new material. You know, we've heard like singles like Blue Skies and Deep Horizons, and even go back to Deceiver. But it shows you that this is a band ready to explode. Now ready to do. They've got everything's in play. Everything's in play. Everything's ready and finished. You know, for them, the next stage, Bloodstock, whether they win the Metal to the Masses or they just make it to Bloodstock anyway. This is a polished band. A polished band. I went to see them a couple of months ago at Molly's Chambers, and they were just. I was just so blown away by how consummately they knew what they were doing. That everything was on fucking point. And I'm so. I want to see another full set again. I want to also get the songs under my fingers and understand them. But they fucking, it was just 0 to 100 miles an hour for however long their set was. I lost track because it was fucking brilliant. It was just a really strong band, and they're local. That's a local band, you know, a local band for local people. It's a local band. It's a band that probably could fucking walk to this show, which is fucking brilliant. So I mean, listen, this is the other thing, you know, if you are from Birkenhead in that area and you are into metal, why the fuck are you not at this show? Let's say you only like that one particular band. Well, you're going there to kind of show your support to get them to Bloodstock. Say you don't know any of the bands. Well, you're going there to support the fucking venue, to say there is a room for metal nights and for bands to play metal in, and there is a scene. You know, that's why you should be going to these. If you like all these bands, fucking good for you. That's fucking the best thing in the world, that you've heard these bands and you're coming to support. But you got to fucking turn up. You've got to turn up. This night is important and you need to get to it. And then we've got some really nice twists and turns at this show, ladies and gentlemen. So then you've got Acid Fairy, which I don't know an awful lot about. I don't shy away from this, ladies and gentlemen. I love saying that. I know about some of the stuff they've got on streaming services, Stars Is All You Have and that type of thing. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to expect. That's incredibly exciting, that, to me. And the stuff that I have heard is progressive. It's interesting. It's very modern. It's very kind of its time. It's fantastic. And it's not like metal as we know it. It's another shade. It's another side of it. In the same way that the bands like Sleep Token are going and doing other things and exploring other elements of metal and heavy. And Acid Fairy are doing that. And I'm just one of those ones where I'm just going to be sitting and take it in, because I think that their set's going to be very special. I don't think it's going to be what people maybe expect, because what the fuck can you expect? There's not an awful lot out there. And that's the other thing that I keep fucking saying at these previews. This is the only way you're going to hear some of Absence's songs. It's the only way you're going to hear some of Acid Fairy songs. They exist nowhere else except on this live stage that you're going to see them on Friday, 16th of June, Molly's Chambers, 7:30. Now, we get to Meiru, M-A-I-R-U, Maru, Meiru, I think it's pronounced. And I've seen these now live, and I think these are very special, very special. There's not an awful lot in terms of streaming services out there that's on, like, you know, Wild Darkened Eyes is out there. And it gives you a tiny, tiny, tiny insight into what's going on there. But my God, they're polished, and they're going to fucking... You'll be sitting there, if you're watching, thinking, this is on my fucking doorstep. How have I not seen these bands before? You'd be blown away. Because that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You have to go to these venues and see these bands. And see, let them play their 30 minutes of what they want. Let them present. We're in an era now where sometimes it isn't one song after the other. Sometimes it's almost suites of music, and it's all about the vibe and the ambience that's created by these bands. And Meiru, I was really blown away when I saw them. I think it was The Outpost, and it was such a vibe, an intensity that got maintained and kept going. And it was that kind of real malevolence, some real sort of heavy vibe that I was just blown away by. It's different. It's another shade. And that's the other great thing, is all these bands are different. They're going in different directions. It shows you what metal can do and what metal can be. You know, there's no sort of correct route here. Is it fucking great? Yes. Next fucking song. End of story. So then, that's Absolence, Acid Fairy, and Meiru. And you think, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I will always be honest with you and always tell you what I think. I would tell you who I think. For me, it's tough. I cannot decide between Absolence or Meiru. I do you know what? It's going to be on the night. It, like it was with Indigo Horizon and Devil's Henchman. You know, it's going to be on the night. It's who can do that. And isn't that exciting, ladies and gentlemen, that on the night, the band has to fucking step up. It has to play. It has to be to the best that they can be. I'm really trying to nail this down. It's between the two of them. And maybe Absalons have got this because I'm sure the local support will be fantastic for them. And that's a band that 100% thrive off a crowd. If you're there in droves on Friday, they will feed off that. And that I've seen happen. I've watched it happen where they get better as the crowd gets more into it. It's the absolute epitome of a live show, the absolute epitome of it. And, you know, and then it's just so beautifully wrapped up, this show, by the guest headliners. I mean, look, we've had, you know, I've had on the show before, vocalists from Exhumation. I'm probably going to get Steve on and Carl at some point because I think Steve's playing is fucking brilliant, and I've told him, so I've talked about him this show many times. But Chris's vocals is moving forward. Is just really, he's challenging himself, and it's superb. And they're a local band once again. Exhumation are the complete finished article. They are fucking, I keep telling them how fucking great they are. I mean, Sadistic Inhumanity, the last album, was just fucking textbook. Was absolutely, you know, from Skinned onwards, was just absolutely fucking furious and just unrelenting in all the good ways. This is death metal, ladies and gentlemen. If you're, maybe you go to Molly's Chambers and you go for maybe some of the cover bands and stuff like that, you know, that's fucking cool. All power to you, and I hope you enjoy them. What this night is, it's going to show you something else. If you want a window into death metal and you think, well, I'd like to get into it, I'd like to see what it's all about, where the fuck do I start? You start with Exhumation, because they're doing the death metal, but then they're throwing all kinds of interesting things in with it. I've heard some of the newer stuff. They've been playing some of that live. I'd love to hear some more. It's moving forward. It's progression. The things that they're doing now are challenging some of the archetypes that you get in death metal. And they're moving it forward. For that matter, it's the same reason I would suggest going to see, to go to, well, all the bands, but Absalons is, you know, I'm not too sure about, you know, what this element of modern metal is all about. Go to this one. You may, you know, give every band, like I always say, give every band three songs. If you don't like them, go to the fucking bar, go out. There's plenty of different rooms in Molly's. It's great like that. But give them those three songs. And I think you're going to be surprised. And what you think, the one thing you won't be able to deny, ladies and gentlemen, is the absolute quality of these bands, just what level they are actually operating at. And that's the thing I think that most people are going to be surprised. And that's the whole point of these shows, is to show a lovely spectrum of what's going on with metal in your community, in your scene. Maybe introduce you to new artists that you have not heard before or weren't aware of, and then help those artists get to Bloodstock, all the while being wrapped up in supporting the venue that these shows take place. It is a win all the way round. These shows are being really well attended. The final is going to sell out. It's just going to sell out. It's going to be fucking crazy, that final. Whoever wins out of this, you could add any one of those names to the three that have already gone through, Devil's Henchmen and Indigo Horizon, and you would have such a fucking bill. And these shows, ladies and gentlemen, are going on most weekends. They are out there. You don't have to look very far. You don't have to look very far at all. But this one, this Friday, 16th of June, 7:30, it's Metal to the Masses. It's the final heat before the final. You're going to get to see bands really, really step up and want this and want to play this and want to get to the final. Absalons, you must see. Acid Fairy, I must see. Meru, everybody must see. And Exhumation is, you know what? Do you know what I love? When I'm the compere, so I essentially, my job is to make things run smoothly to the audience's ears and eyes. So I mean, if a band's having problems, I sell some jokes and chat some bollocks for a little bit and cover for that. If people have forgot to vote, I cover and make sure that they vote and stuff like that. Generally, if the crowd's being shit, I hype them up. I try to get people closer to the stage, do all the shit the bands have to do, so the bands, when they come on, don't have to do anything except be fucking really good. When I have headline, especially like Exhumation, I kind of relax then, because I know they're fucking dead good, and I can just sit and watch one of my favourite local bands. And it's going to be the same with this. It's just to sit in a venue that I love, with lots of people, lots of friends at this one from over the water, are going to be at this one and see some bands that I just fucking really like. You know, irrespective of being metal to the masses, irrespective of it being a death wave kind of event and the things that Andy's doing, it's just a great show. And there's lots of these shows, ladies and gentlemen, going on all the time out there. They are out there. All these bands are playing. If you look on their various social medias, you can see the gigs that they're playing. And that's the other thing. So before you go to this show, have a listen. There's only a couple of singles of each of these bands out there. Have a listen to them and get hyped for stuff when you listen and go, fucking hell, that's amazing. How the hell are they going to do that live? And what's that going to be like live? And start to get your ears kind of acclimatized to what you're going to be hearing. Because there's nothing better. There's nothing better than listening to a song and hearing a riff in a song. And then the band launch into it in the middle of the set and you know that that riff's coming up. It's fucking the best thing in the world. That's such an excitement that you can generate from that. I always listen to these artists before they get to the show to kind of get my ears in there. And then afterwards, if you like these bands, support them. You don't know how to do this. You like the pages, you follow their pages, you share their shit. All of that is free. It's all free. You could do it for free, and it probably takes you a 30 seconds to do all that as well. And that's the other thing you want to do. That's the absolute entrance fee to supporting the scene. How difficult is that? How difficult is that, ladies and gentlemen? And if you are going to the show, watch all the bands before you vote. Yeah? Now, I know you're going to see your favourite band or you're going to see your mate's band. Just wait and just watch the bands. And be honest and judge them. What you probably will still go with your friend's band. I get that. That's cool. But just try and watch all the bands before you vote. Okay, let's do that. Because you want to see what's on offer. And if you haven't seen any of these bands, watch all three bands before you vote. You'll have plenty of time to do it. Watch all three bands. And like I say, give every band three songs. Don't go with you watching your mate's band and then fuck off after that. You're there to the final. Everybody wants to see who's won. There's nowhere else to go. Wallace Chambers is kind of encapsulated in its own thing. Go to another room or whatever if you really, really want to. But watch the other bands. You might just see something that you like. Like, you know, when I started my death metal odyssey several years ago, started getting to death metal and understanding that, it was abrasive and stuff. I didn't know what the tropes of the genre were. I didn't understand it. And it took time, ladies and gentlemen, to kind of learn classic albums and learn sort of, you know, signposted albums and generationally important albums before they got to the ones that. So now I can tell the difference between good and bad. But I had to listen. I had to go out there and listen to stuff. But then it's incredibly rewarding because then you see local bands like Exhumation who are doing it so fucking well. You get to see them, you know, operate and do it at a really high level. You're getting to see all of these bands before the world gets hold of them. And we've seen bands, what happens? We've seen them when they go off and start becoming massive things. There's a scene growing now, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of nights back, I was at Carcass. You know, Obituary have just announced their shows. There's stuff going on in your wonderful city and beyond. Things at the Future Yard as well, another great venue. Molly's Chambers, another great venue. And we're going to see bands playing in and out. The scene is returning slowly but surely. It's returning. It requires you. It requires you to go to a fucking show. What can I say? Even if you go and only watch a couple of the bands and then fuck off to the bar and get drunk, do that then. Do that. Molly's is a great venue and I'd like to see a regular-ish night there of metal. And I think this is the opportunity to show them that, to show, look what's out there, look what can happen. This is incredible. I think it's going to be a great night. I'm so looking forward to this show because it feels like a hometown gig for me. This feels like it's a hometown one for me. And that's what makes it really exciting. It makes it more exciting that these bands are all, like I say, most of them could fucking walk to the show, which is brilliant. Naturally, I'm going to be front and center at this one. And if you do see me, you know, hey, listen, tell me what you think. Who do you think's going to win? Who am I not talking about that I should be talking about bands wise? Who should be in next year's Metal to the Masses? Who's the upcoming bands that I should be checking out? Come talk to me. Let's see what's going on. Tell me, as you often do, you know, I've had quite a few people asking me about the show and things that I should do and suggesting this and suggesting that. Fucking come one, come all. Yep, feel free. That's some great recommendations. I will, as I'm always doing on virtually every episode, I will tag on. I'm very close to the announcement that we're going to be making. Two very, very nice announcements that I'm making. I wanted to wait till this was kind of out the way and downloads just had happened. And in between that and Bloodstock, I will be doing a Bloodstock special as well, naturally. And it's an announcement based around supporting the scene and based around supporting musicians. And I'm really excited to announce it. I've got to keep teasing it until we're there. But for now, if you're in the Birkenhead, Wallasey, you know, Prenton, you know, Birkenhead-ish area, if you're there and you're not at this show, what the fuck? This is for you. This is for you. This is metal, all kind of styles of metal. This is for you to see what's really fucking going on. Don't want to, sick of trying to get the train back each time from Liverpool. Hey, listen, it's really close to Birkenhead. It's really, really close. You know, sick of like missing the last band because you have to get away and get the train back or the tunnel bus or whatever the fuck it is. You get to watch Exhumation in all their glory, their whole set, beautiful. You get to watch that, no problems at all. You get to do it in a venue that's got a fucking brilliant sound system that's run by people who get this, who understand this venue, understand this music and are purposely... When you go there, ladies and gentlemen, when you go there, you're going to see, if you've never been before, which is a crime if you've been over that way and you've never been before, you're going to get to see a venue that all, it's on the fucking walls, it's on the televisions there. This is a rock, this is a metal bar. And the main room is just going to be fucking jumping. I'm looking forward to this one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so looking forward to this one. As always, thanks for listening, and I will definitely see you at this show.